Sovereign workload placement, how regulated enterprises decide where things run. For more than a decade, cloud first was the default. If a workload could run in the public cloud, it went there, and the architecture question was mostly about cost and speed. That default is being replaced by a control first one. Before a workload is placed, teams now ask who operates it, whose law reaches it, and how quickly they could move it somewhere else. This is not a mood change. In SUSE's Navigating Digital Resilience 2026 study of 309 IT leaders across 5 countries, 98% said digital sovereignty is a priority today. Only 43% have a formal strategy for it. That gap is where most architecture decisions are currently being made. Cloud computing remains essential to enterprise IT, and workloads still run in public clouds when the fit is right. But the emerging pattern is more hybrid. Edge computing is playing a growing role, and placement decisions are becoming increasingly deliberate. Key takeaways: distributed sovereign architecture helps regulated enterprises align workload placement with regulatory realities as well as control, risk, and continuity needs. Data residency answers one question, where the bytes sit. Sovereignty answers 4 more: who operates the system, who can reach the data and the controls, whose law applies, and whether you could move it. Architecture choices across sovereign cloud, edge computing, and private infrastructure create the foundation for placing workloads with the right control, location, and resilience. Edge computing strengthens distributed sovereignty by keeping data, decisions, and critical operations closer to where they happen. SUSE supports digital sovereignty goals through open, modular tools that can help you manage cloud, edge, AI, and other operations across distributed environments. Understanding the concept of distributed sovereign architecture. Sovereign workload placement is the practice of deciding, workload by workload, where a system runs, who operates it, and under whose law it sits. It assumes a spread estate across public cloud, sovereign cloud, private infrastructure, and edge sites, because no single environment answers every requirement. Spreading an estate does not by itself create sovereignty. An estate can sit in 12 locations and still depend on one foreign provider, one support chain, and one set of closed interfaces. What makes placement sovereign is whether you can audit what runs, operate it with people under your own law, and move it when you need to. Distributed computing spreads workloads, data, and decisions across many points. As a result, control does not rely on one global location, one hyperscaler account structure, one data lake, or one operations team. That said, distribution alone does not make an estate sovereign. For example, a decentralized estate may still depend on a single foreign provider or an opaque support chain. Digital sovereignty depends on who operates your systems, who can access data and controls, which laws apply, and where workloads live. It depends on whether you have the option to move workloads and how effectively you can prove your controls. Data residency focuses on where information physically sits, while sovereignty involves broader questions of access, operation, and jurisdiction. Key elements of distributed sovereign architecture. A key benefit of maintaining a hybrid footprint is the opportunity to select deployment locations intentionally, depending on your risk profile, jurisdictions, and other workload-specific priorities. No single environment makes you sovereign, and none disqualifies you. What matters is the fit between each workload and where you put it. A public website and a citizen record system should not be governed by the same placement rule. Sovereign cloud. Even while pursuing more control, most enterprises still want the scalability, managed services, AI platforms, security tooling, and developer productivity that comes with cloud. As a result, many organizations are aiming for cloud sovereignty. They seek to preserve the benefits of cloud while increasing control over sensitive workloads. Public clouds give you reach and scale. Private environments give you a much smaller set of people and systems that can touch anything, which is where the control comes from. Most regulated estates end up somewhere between the two, on purpose. A sovereign cloud is a cloud environment designed to keep data and operations under a specific jurisdiction's control. It is not necessarily a private cloud, and it is often just one component in a regionalized, multi-cloud, hybrid network. Edge computing. Edge computing makes it possible to process data close to where it is created and used, which has long improved latency and resilience. This capability helps with keeping data and decisions local, which can support several sovereignty goals. In some cases, data cannot leave a specific site or country. Some industries require local processing under their sector-specific rules. Even if a company has the capacity to move regulated data, doing so may create operational friction that can be avoided by keeping the data on site. Some companies may immediately filter, anonymize, aggregate, or otherwise simplify data at a local level before sending it upstream. Edge locations enable these actions, whether they are compliance-based or operationally driven. In addition, many organizations rely on certain functions that must continue, even during cloud or network disruption. When connectivity is limited, edge sites can continue operating independently and support business continuity. Private on-premises infrastructure. Some systems stay on-premises because regulated legacy applications can be difficult to refactor. However, private on-premises infrastructure can also reflect a deliberate architectural choice. Teams may decide to keep workloads in-house to increase physical control, apply stricter personnel and admin controls, or reduce dependency on outside providers. Increasingly, on-premises infrastructure looks less like data centers and more like private clouds, on-premises managed cloud appliances, or air-gapped environments. These approaches to on-site infrastructure all help with increasing control. Nonetheless, even when there is full ownership of a physical location, a company's level of control will still vary based on personnel, operations, access, hardware components, and governance. Regulatory drivers for distributed sovereign architecture. In developing a strategy that supports your digital sovereignty, external regulations can significantly influence your options. Effectively, they define the conditions that your design must satisfy, and they warrant proactive consideration. For example, the EU General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, outlines several expectations for how personal data is handled and moved. In enterprise architecture, regulations can have a notable impact on the following technology choices: where data lives and moves, data residency, localization, privacy, and sector-specific rules can determine whether data must stay within a specific country, region, cloud environment, or other dedicated infrastructure zone. Who can access and operate systems? Regulations and supervisory expectations may affect administrator access, support models, privileged operations, third-party access, and whether control plane activity can cross jurisdictional boundaries. Who controls encryption keys? To prove adequate governance, some organizations will need to control their own keys, secrets, certificates, and cryptographic processes, in lieu of relying entirely on a provider-operated model. How incidents are detected and reported. Regulated companies often need clear local incident response procedures that reflect specific evidence trail requirements, escalation paths, and jurisdiction-specific reporting timelines. How resilient critical systems must be. Operational resilience rules often shape backup strategies, exit planning, provider concentration risk, and regional failover. Whether or not regulations require it, resilience plans address an increasingly diverse list of disruptions, from network outages to geopolitical disruption. Where AI can be deployed and governed. Especially as AI regulation matures, enterprises need to consider where models run, what data they access, how outputs are monitored, and the platform's governance, auditability, and human oversight. How proof is produced. Auditors and boards increasingly want living evidence rather than an annual certificate. In practice, that means artifacts the architecture produces on its own. A software bill of materials for every component, provenance attestation, showing how a binary was built, and reproducible builds so the binary you run can be checked against the source that was audited. Closed software cannot produce most of this without the vendor's cooperation. Keep in mind that these choices require revisiting, especially as regulations continue to emerge and evolve. The U.S. Cloud Act can give a foreign government legal reach into data held by certain providers, raising still open questions about who specifically can compel access. The EU Artificial Intelligence Act, which is being rolled out in phases, introduces new obligations related to how AI systems are built, documented, and governed. As regulatory realities change, along with business needs and operating models, architecture decisions deserve regular review. How SUSE can support you in building distributed sovereign architecture. While informed by external factors, sovereignty priorities and controls must be defined by each individual organization. SUSE actively supports organizations that are navigating their path to sovereignty. Because of SUSE's commitment to open source foundations, its customers can inspect, configure, and operate environments on their own terms. Teams minimize the lock-in risks that constrain future plans and ultimately weaken sovereignty. You get to maintain freedom of choice as you design. As you work toward distributed sovereign architecture, there are many goals that SUSE's portfolio can assist with. SUSE Rancher Prime. SUSE Rancher Prime helps teams manage Kubernetes consistently across distributed environments. It helps teams centrally apply governance, enforce policy, and handle lifecycle management across clusters running in many locations. As your fleet grows, this consistency allows you to continue making workload-specific choices. You can still place a workload intentionally, as sovereignty requires, and you can do so without hurting productivity. SUSE Edge. SUSE Edge helps you operationalize distributed edge environments at scale. Edge sites can be designed for local autonomy and continued operation even when connectivity is limited. Even with thousands of locations, you can centrally track and govern each site. In industrial settings, SUSE Industrial Edge extends these capabilities to factory floors and other remote installations. As a result, your distributed locations benefit from site-specific lifecycle management and fleet visibility while still being supported through central oversight. SUSE Telco Cloud. SUSE Telco Cloud provides a secure, carrier-grade foundation for 5G, fixed access, and edge applications that is built on open source. Its container-native, AI-ready architecture can support automation, lifecycle management, and distributed operations across thousands of clusters. While inspired by patterns with telco, these capabilities may also apply in other highly distributed environments where low latency, location sensitivity, and operational consistency matter. SUSE AI. SUSE AI is a cloud-native platform that provides a private, sovereignty-conscious foundation for deploying and running AI workloads. It gives you control over model and component choices, including when and where to deploy. Its zero-trust security approach and integrated observability promote further control, in addition to improving visibility into your AI metrics. SUSE Sovereign Premium Support. To strengthen sovereignty, you will need to make location-based decisions about personnel as well as data. SUSE Sovereign Premium Support helps with this equation, and it includes access to dedicated premium support staff in the European Union. SUSE encrypts the support data generated during troubleshooting and keeps that data on servers located in the EU. For organizations with strict data handling requirements, these types of clear access protocols and troubleshooting workflows are essential. SUSE Cloud Sovereignty Framework Self-Assessment. In a few minutes, the SUSE Cloud Sovereignty Framework Self-Assessment helps you understand where your sovereignty risks reside. Specifically, it scores your current posture against the 8 sovereignty objectives of the EU Cloud Sovereignty Framework. After conducting the self-assessment, you'll receive stack-level guidance in a downloadable roadmap. You can use the tool as a means of better understanding your organization's sovereignty posture, ideally before your next architecture move. Distributed sovereign architecture. Secure, compliant IT infrastructure that makes you future-ready. For many enterprises, achieving sovereignty involves establishing consistent control across clouds, the edge, and their own private infrastructure. It requires careful decisions about where your business data and traffic live. It also touches the admin consoles, APIs, identity, deployment pipelines, monitoring, backup, key management, and support tooling that operate around them. When you strengthen each of these layers without constricting your future options, your sovereignty grows. SUSE can help you achieve your digital sovereignty goals across on-premises, hybrid, and multi-cloud environments. Our open, Modular approach enables a path to sovereignty across your preferred architectures. Related articles. Nov 18, 2025.